Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
This is Tanya Graves, Director of Marketing of the Meridian Group.
And the Meridian Group is putting on Oktoberfest at the Borough in Tysons. It's going to be September 17th from 2 to 5 p.m. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So obviously it's Oktoberfest, but we're going to have it in September because why the heck not? We talk about the idea of doing Oktoberfest here in the end of September. I know a lot of them do that anyway.
Well, it's actually the start of Oktoberfest, the official Oktoberfest. So oddly enough, Oktoberfest is in September. So we got the idea of the event a couple years ago, and this is actually our third one at the Borough. The first two were such a hit that we had to bring it back. Our crowd loves the live polka music that we brought last year, beer garden, sips and snacks. We have lots of games and photo ops throughout the day. And we just think it's the best way to welcome fall and hopefully the cooler days ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I feel very lucky that before the pandemic hit, my buddies and I went to the Oktoberfest in Germany, in Munich and Stuttgart, and it was a blast. But in case, obviously, not everyone can do that. So everyone, you know, head out to Tysons. What when you walk in, what all are you going to see? Like, paint a visual picture for us. Are we going to have, like, you know, the beer steins? Are you going to have the polka bands? You know, like, kind of paint a visual and or an audio picture of what we're going to see and hear when we walk in.
Absolutely. Walk right into Borough Park in the Sandlot Beer Garden. You'll find festivities with drinks out of steins. We have outdoor games. We have crafts. We have our live polka concert by the TKO band. We'll have everything from pretzel making, necklaces, glitter tattoo stations, lots of Instagram worthy photo ops, a lot of people yelling out Prost. It'll be fun. The first 150 guests to arrive at Borough Park will receive their very own Oktoberfest mug.
Awesome. Awesome. So how does it work in terms of, you know, do you have to, like, pay to get in, or is it free?
Nope, it's totally free, open to the public. We do encourage registration in advance, and that can be found on our website, theboroughtysons.com. And your lederhosen is definitely encouraged, but not required.
Oh, you got, but dress the part. It's worth it. Trust me, folks. It'll make you feel the vibe. All right. So getting in is free. Obviously, you're encouraged to register. But I assume in terms of, like, you know, the beer and stuff, like, I assume, how does that work? Like, I assume that's not free. You need, you know, do you get tokens, or how does that work?
Yep, we'll have a bar available in the Sandlot Tysons, so you can head over there, and it is a cash bar. It's one beer stand, but I know we have a bunch of different types of seasonal beers.
And real quick, just talk about how, you know, and while you're there on your way to Oktoberfest, or on your way out even, or if you want to take a midday break and come back, how there's lots of great restaurants around there too.
Yes, we have tons of restaurants that are welcoming our Oktoberfest guests, and lots of them will have extra seasonal specials as well. So we encourage everyone to take a look. And we also have some restaurants that are going to be opening in the near future. So we encourage everyone to check out our social at the Borough Tysons for some exciting restaurant and retail openings coming up.
Okay, great. And who is, tell me about the band that's going to be playing. Yeah, what's their name and what's their, you know, what's their deal?
TKO band. They joined us last year, and they have quite the following. In fact, they brought a whole slew of followers last year, and we anticipate that to grow again this year. So we're excited. They'll have their own stage, and they perform some traditional dances as well, and they just bring a great vibe to the event.
So they'll be leading the chants and the ziggy zaggy ziggy zaggy oi 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 and all that fun stuff.
They know what they're doing.
And I assume they'll be in the lederhosen dirndl, you know, attire. Oh,
yes, you know it.
Okay, cool. So if they come out to this Oktoberfest event and they have a good time, what other events does the Borough have coming up this fall?
Later this fall, we're hosting Best in Show at the Borough. It's a Halloween event just for our dog lovers and dogs. So we're dressing up our four-legged friends for our costume contest. Winner takes home a special prize. We'll have a bone bar, lots of treats and fun things for those with pups. But if you don't have a dog of your own, you're welcome to enjoy the show. For the kids, we'll have live music, trick-or-treating, craft stations. So it'll be a fun event. And then later in the evening, we're also inviting guests to come out to enjoy a movie under the stars.
Oh, great. Well, we can maybe do follow-up stories. I know we've done stories on those events in the past, so we can do that again. Remind them, if they're coming down to Oktoberfest, remind our listeners where exactly the borough is located.
The borough of Tysons is right in the middle of Tysons. We are adjacent to Greensboro Metro Station. You can actually just hop off that station and walk right into the borough. Plenty of parking, and we look forward to having everyone.
Awesome. And you've already kind of covered this, but I'm going to put two radio pieces together. So I'm just need a variety of different sound bites. So it's okay if you've said some of this already, but tell me why Oktoberfest is such a perfect way to ring in the fall season. We've had the summer is sort of coming to a close and now we're kind of transitioning into fall. Why is this just like the perfect way to for the season?
We're just looking forward to enjoying some cooler days ahead. We're welcoming fall with the kickoff to Oktoberfest. Who doesn't like to have some beverages and activities outside in the crisper weather? And we're excited to have our crowd back. This is a growing event year after year, and we think this one won't be the best one yet.
Great. You said the first 150 guests get a mug?
Yes. We have our official Oktoberfest mug, and the first 150 guests to arrive in Borough Park will receive one.
Is it like a big beer stein or is it more like a coffee mug?
It is a beer stein, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Well, it has to be for Oktoberfest. And I see that you're also going to have some giveaways with some Oktoberfest themed. What do we got? Like, it looks like pens and tattoos and pretzel necklaces. Like, give me a soundbite on that.
Yep. We'll have special Oktoberfest embroidered pins. We have a glitter tattoo station, pretzel necklace making, lots of Instagram worthy photo ops. We have marquee letters that are going to spell out Prost. So we'll have lots for the gram there. In addition to that, we'll have our outdoor games and our live vocal concert.
Great. And so when you say outdoor games, what are we talking about? Like, cornhole rattle off some of the games they can play.
Sure. We'll have outdoor games, cornhole, Connect Four, some of the live outdoor experiences.
Any giant Jenga or anything like that?
Yes, we do have giant Jenga.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So if you've wanted to play outdoor, Connect Four in Lederhosen, and this is the place to do it. Awesome. Well, I guess just sort of in closing, pretend I'm not even here, speak directly to the listeners and say, hey, everybody, come on out. You're going to have a good time.
Hey, everyone, come on out to the Borough Tysons on Saturday, September 17th from 2 to 5 p.m. Look forward to having you and join our signature Oktoberfest event.
Okay, cool. And plug the website. Where do they register?
Sure. theboroughtysons.com. And you'll go to our What's On page and you can register there.
All right. Sounds good. Again, everyone, it is the Oktoberfest on Saturday, September 17th at the Borough in Tysons, Virginia. So everyone check it out. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.